You're listening to Roundtable. Men are from Mars and women are from Venus. So no wonder they will quarrel while being together. But if they want to continue this relationship, we'll have to move forward from quarreling, fighting, whatever it is. Who should give in first?
But I think Mars is closer to Earth than Venus, so maybe we're closer to... I'm just kidding! Oh, oh my God, all the women in the studio are like... Guys, I'm here to... I'm just cracking a joke.
Okay, let me hear you out. What do you want to say?
Anyways, my real thoughts on this. Okay. So, yeah, basically we found that, you know, you all know, anybody that's been in a relationship, and for those that who have yet to enjoy that, you fight about everything in a relationship. Where are you going to go for dinner? What blah, blah, blah you did on Friday night or whatever. There's a lot of stuff to fight about because you care about each other voraciously. I like that word. And so my take on this is, you know, sometimes... You'll fight, and maybe the other person is responsible for the fight. Maybe they came home stressed from work, and you know they were stressed. But because you know that, and you love them, is it worth fighting the fight, or maybe giving them that one? But at the same time, I stress that both couples should realize what they do for each other, and then try to make up for it so that... No, but so that the relationship's always 50-50, because if it's anything else other than that, it's not going to be, in my opinion, a good relationship.
I agree. I think there's no sweeping rule when it comes to who should give in first and who should say sorry first. I'd like to think that, generally speaking, I'm a very sensible person and I use logic all the time. Mm. So according to logic, of course, whoever makes the mistake should apologize first. But sometimes, especially in messy relationships, both parties are at fault. No one is entirely correct and no one is entirely wrong. So it really comes down to who treasures this relationship more. Yeah. If you treasure this relationship more, even if in this particular round you are not at fault here, the other party is more to blame, you should also, you know, grovel a little bit and say, honey, let's just settle.
Oh,
baby, you know I love you.
Liu Hien, you make such a good point. Liu Hien, that was very good.
She likes it. She approves.
She approves.
And yes, Ryan, you make also
you valid said stuff
point.
That I liked a little bit, Ryan. Thank you.
Yeah, it was all right. But certainly, gentlemen, you guys sound so logical about this. And I think in a real relationship, you're not really that logical.
Right.
And also, when you say making mistakes, excuse me.
Oh, boy.
In a relationship, I don't think you should view it as, oh, she made a mistake or he made a mistake. Because can't we just like make it a little bit more cozier for people and just think, I mean,
it's never cozy.
Well, don't you love each other? It should be cozy and, and pink bubbles and rosy
Hello Kitty stickers.
Petals and stuff. Yeah. So I think if you have, you know, you don't even need to say I'm sorry, but just a small hint. Like, whoever is breaking the ice, the first one, I think that person has courage. And if that is the man, you're such a gentleman.
So manly.
And that is something that I think girls with a heart and a brain will cherish. And if she doesn't, then you kick her out. And if that guy does that, usually with a girl that's sensible would think, oh,
he's a keeper.
He is so amazing. And, you know, I'll make it up to you.
Ooh.
I will.
But you know
in
what?
In a way that satisfies you. If you do that.
Oh, my goodness.
I know what he's thinking.
One last piece of information I want to give is I think one of the best things you can do when things get heated is just to walk away and think on it. Because when you act in emotion, sometimes you don't act in the best interest.
Right.
Remember that, folks. Relationships are important. Bye.
Yeah, and if the guy does it first... Yeah, we take notice of these things, and we cherish it very much. You're listening to Roundtable with myself, He Yang, Ryan Price, and Liu Yan. That's all for today. Have a wonderful weekend, everybody. Bye-bye!